Well, just 8 days to go now until the Paralympic Games get underway in Paris. Ireland is sending a 35-strong team with athletes competing across 9 sports. For more on how the last-minute preparations are going, we're joined on the line by Eimear Brannock, who's president of Paralympics Ireland. Eimear, thanks so much for joining us this lunchtime. Tell us a little, if you would, about the team going to Paris.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, we have 35 athletes travelling to the team. So a really good mix of, I suppose, experience and youth on the team. Some people will be travelling to their third and fourth games, and of course Ellen travelling to her fifth and final games, and then we'll have some people that might be travelling to their first or second games, and of course those who might be travelling to their second games would have only experienced Tokyo, which was a very, very different games to what will actually be in front of them in Paris. So all exciting times over the next few weeks.
Yeah, this is it, because for those in Tokyo, I mean, they would have been performing in empty stadia and empty arenas. This time, there's likely to be quite a crowd.
Yeah, there is. So they're likely now to go from empty stadiums to fully sold out stadiums. Almost like a home game. There'll be so many friends and family able to travel to Paris as they did for the Olympics. So we're really hoping that they get the same support this time around that they really deserve. So yeah, looking forward to it now.
Yeah, talk to us about your ambitions for these games. I mean, do you have a figure on the number of medals you think you can win?
Yeah, so each games it gets tougher and tougher to win medals, but we would be very happy if our team came home with as many medals as they did in Tokyo, which I think was 7. But I think if the team go out there and the athletes perform as they did to actually qualify for the games, put what they are doing every single day in training into practice in the competition arena, that their medals and the performances, they'll come from them performances and just naturally flow from them. We're hoping definitely that some of the good luck and the momentum that the Olympic team had, that they will get some of their fantastic performances that they'll follow through to Team Ireland now at the Paralympic Games.
You're a former Paralympian yourself. What did taking part in the Games mean to you?
I just love sport, and so it was always just, I just loved playing sport on one hand. But apart from that, it gave me an equal platform as a person with a disability, just to perform equally and to be seen as an athlete. So there's very few times where we see disabled people in society being given an equal platform, and the Paralympic Games is one of them times. So it was something very special to my heart, both competing in Beijing as my first and then London as my second games. And hopefully the atmosphere will be similar to what it was in London.
Yeah. Will you talk to us a little bit as well about the classifications in the Paralympics? Because we're all going to have to get used to those over the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah. So the classification system at first kind of glance can sound quite confusing. But classification is a system that's used in disability sport to try and make it as fair as possible to everyone who's taken part. So it's based during the classification process. There's two aspects to it: there's a medical classification and then a functional classification. So it is really a decision based on how your disability impacts on a specific sport. So in table tennis, I was a class 2, and it was seen that I was with people of similar ability in that classification. Whereas in swimming, I may have been a totally different classification, and it's how my disability would affect me in the pool as opposed to how my disability would affect me at a table tennis table. As the easiest way to describe it would be similar to, I suppose, in boxing, where you have all the different weight categories. You're not going to have someone who's a heavyweight competing against a featherweight. So just to make it as fair as possible to everyone. And, you know, someone with a vision impairment is going to be affected very differently to someone with maybe a wheelchair user. So they're very different classifications.
Well, listen, the very best of luck at these games. And thanks very much for talking to us today. That was Eimear Brannock. She's the president of Paralympics Ireland.